ABC News Radio.
David Kalish, what's the state of play with the website now?
The online census form was subject to 4 denial of service attacks yesterday. The first 3 caused minor disruption, but more than 2 million forms were successfully submitted and safely stored. After the 4th attack, which took place just after 7:30 p.m, the ABS took the precaution of closing down the system to ensure the integrity of the data. Steps have been taken during the night to remedy these issues, and I can certainly reassure Australians that the data that they provided is safe. And we expect to have a further update at 9 a.m. this morning on the timing of the resumption of the availability of the census online form.
So can I clarify, was the cause of the problems not an overload, but attacks?
It was an attack, and we believe from overseas.
Do you know where overseas?
No, the Australian Signals Directorate are investigating those issues, but they did note that it was very difficult to source the attack.
And a sequence of attacks, you said?
There were a number during the day. The first 3 were successfully repelled, and the 4th one caused the difficulty that then led us to bring the system down as a precaution.
They were from overseas. Can you say what the nature of the attacks was?
No, we're still investigating that, and certainly the Australian Signals Directorate are working with the ABS very closely on that matter.
And this was a deliberate attempt to sabotage the census?
We believe so.
What does that mean in terms of the guarantees given on privacy if you are unable to prevent an attack on the census gathering itself?
Well, the data is secure, and we expect to be in a situation soon to talk to Australians about when the online system will be available. The paper form system is, of course, already operating and operating effectively.
You're 100% sure this is a deliberate attack and not simply a problem technically?
Yes, this was just of the scale of the attack, it was quite clear it was malicious.
And are you able to point the finger even generally at who might be the source of it?
No.
When did you first become aware of the attacks?
Well, we became aware of the attacks during the day, but the one that was the most significant one was after 7:30 at night, when more Australians were starting to log into the online census.
And did that attack bring down the site, or did you take down the site yourself as a precaution?
We took down the site.
And what was the effect of the attack itself?
At this stage, there doesn't appear to have been any impact except a disruption in the process.
This must shake public confidence.
It has been very unfortunate, but that's what we're dealing with, and we're looking to have the system up and running as soon as possible, but also in a way that where we can be also assured of its security.
How confident are you can prevent further attacks or counter further attacks?
Well, we have steps in place to counter attacks. This one, there was one breach that did actually get through via a third party, and we have looked to and believe that we've plugged that gap.
Did the attacks come from one single source?
These are matters I just don't have all that detail on. I think it's still at the early stages of investigating the issue, and it's a matter for Australian Signals Directorate to work with us in terms of finding that, but it appeared to have been one significant attack.
And did you say you're hoping the site will be up again by 9 o'clock Eastern this morning?
No, what I said was that we're hoping to provide an update at 9 o'clock Eastern this morning about the likely resumption of the site.
And do you have any idea when that might be as you speak?
No, I don't at this stage.
David Kalish, thank you very much.
Thanks, Boris.
abc.net.au/newsradio. Get your news now.